Welcome to Relaxing Kids. I'm gonna go get a story, so you just wait here, okay? Alright, I'll be back. Okay, I'm back. Sorry if I talk really, really long. I also need to get on my slippers because it's so uncomfortable. Okay, today I am going to be reading Dog Biscuit. It's a story about a little girl that has a biscuit that dogs are meant to eat. Let's begin. Sorry about it taking so long. I just need to get ready for the book. And if you can't hear me, my mouth is a fair far place away from the phone where I'm recording. So, yeah. Anyway, I'll move myself in. So, yeah, let's start reading Dog Biscuit by Helen Cooper and illustrated by Dalit Doo, that's a really funny name. Miss Blair found, hey, Mrs. Blair found Bridget there with her tail crumbs around her mouth. "Oh my," she said, and shook her head. "You'll go bow wow and turn into a dog." "Don't tell my mom," begged Bridget. She wished she hadn't even eaten that biscuit. See, she's eating dog biscuit. "I won't say a word," said Mrs. Blair, and winked. Mrs. Blair's dog winked too, and Bridget thought she heard it say, "I used to be a child like you before the happy day I ate dog biscuit." Bridget's mum was rather late. While they waited, Bridget felt an itch behind her ears. Maybe they were growing. Mum didn't notice a thing. Bridget wasn't telling. Mrs. Blair waved goodbye, and the dog's tail wagged its tail. And Bridget wagged her new tail in reply. Bridget's now turned into a dog, really. On the way home, they nipped to the butcher's shop. Bridget sniffed the air and tried a few little wolves. The butcher smiled at Bridget's mum. "Good little pup you've got there," he said. That proved it, didn't it? Bridget wished she hadn't eaten the biscuit. One night, she felt like she grew a big fluffy thing behind her bottom. That's a weird thing to say. She looked at it. It was a real life dog tail. Oh my gosh, it really is turning turned up. And she went to sneakily climb out of bed and look into the mirror. She looked exactly like a dog. That night, his dad didn't realize that Bridget was a duck, but he yelled, "It's like eating with a pack of dogs." That's a bit weird and funny. At Bath, Bridget was a wild dog. At bedtime, even wilder. At story time, so full of mischief, Dad gave up. Yet, Mom still didn't notice a thing. Bridget was telling her she wished, as she curled at the foot of her bed, that she hadn't eaten that biscuit. Deep in the night, Bridget awoke. Then the moon was soon to rise. She heard the sound of someone that sighed. She smelled the scent as a wild dog came into the light. That's Mrs. Blair's dog calling, "Time for some fun!" And Bridget went. She romped in the room. Mrs. Blair's dog. They tumbled in the shadows and the vegetable beds. Then Mrs. Blair's dog leapt over the hedge. Bridget went too. And was swept on night wind into the park, into the dark, to run and bark with the rest of the wild dog pack. They promised a wolf fish midnight feast to Bridget and Mrs. Wedge's dog. Then the wild hunt sped up the hill, past the bandstand, the swings, and the paddling pool. The moment the moon climbed to the sky, bandstand became a great meat pie, and the heavenly sausages rained from the stars. And when they all had eaten their fill, they drank from the moonlight milkshake pool. Oh, that sounds yum. I'm going to have a milkshake after this. And Bridget was happy. Indeed, she'd eaten that biscuit until... She thought of the baby, her mum, her dad, and a dog for a daughter. It might make them sad. She gazed at the great dog distant moon and howled so loudly. Made so much din that the moon exploded and the sky fell in. Oh, that sounds bad, but don't worry, it's only a dream. Gone were the hounds, gone was the moon. Bridget found herself back in her room with her mum, who had noticed that something was wrong. So at last, Bridget told her mum about eating that biscuit. Mrs. Blair was teething. Said Mum, "She wasn't," sniffed Bridget. "Can't you see? Not very well in the dark," smiled Mum. "But we curl up like puppies." "Puppies? Just us two? And tomorrow we'll ask Miss Blair what to do." Bridget felt girlish again and the next day, but she wished Mrs. Blair anyway. They visited Mrs. Blair. Mrs. Blair shook her head. "Of course it was a joke," she said. "I'm sorry if I worried you. Let's go and brew some tea and find my tin of human being biscuits." That did the trick. Mrs. Blatt's dog had one too. The end. Thank you for listening. I hope you like it. And this is a very good story to me because it tells you that sometimes you don't even have to be afraid, sometimes you do. Blah, blah, blah. And yeah. I hope you liked it. Thank you.